shove it.
Anyway, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Take This Pod and Shove It, the podcast where comedians and country fans build the ultimate country music playlist one song at a time. Today's episode is a little different. Every now and then we like to do an episode where we put the playlist aside just for a moment and we catch up with each other, play some games, talk about what's going on in country music, and also what's going on in our own beautiful lives. I'm one of your hosts. My name's Tyler Snodgrass. Joining me, as always, is my co-host Danny Maupin. Danny, how are you, man? Let's catch up.
Oh yeah, we'll get to the catching up, but first I gotta do my job. I'm a man that does his dang old job.
Oh, that's right. I can't even believe I tried to initiate anything that might skip this important moment.
Don't make me clock in without putting on my apron. You know what I mean? Just let me. Come on, here. I just let me. I'm trying to tell you how to do you shovelos, you shove heads, you dirty little shovel fuckers, you shovenauts, of course, now in space, currently trying to find ours. Wow. What Tyler and I now call the International Spaceship, the ISS, but it stands for IS Shovelo. And all right, this is dead. I'm Danny Moffitt. We have our own space station now.
Yes, more and more space imagery has come up.
So that's
I feel like our space station should not be the ISS. It should be the ASS. It should easily be ass.
It's a spaceship shaped and it's like the ass, too. And it's
the astronomical Shovelo space station.
Oh, and when you refuel it, you have to put another place. You know what I'm talking about? When like the other spaceships, the space docking for refueling and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Just think about what that would look like.
Heard of it?
Yeah. Just think about what that would look like.
Oh, are you thinking? Oh, you're thinking that the space station is shaped like an.
That's
ass.
What I said. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it now. I got you now.
It'd be funny.
It would be funny. Yeah. We're basically just redoing the bit from Austin Powers where Dr. Evil's rocket looks like a giant.
Yeah.
Woody.
Woody.
Willie. Johnson.
Anyway, that's a new update for, you know, thank you guys for joining us for a ketchup and mustard. And that's what's going on with our lives now. We own a space station. That's what I call my PlayStation 2.
Yeah, that's the newest system you have. You're excited to have it. They got the new Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, things have been fun. Things have been good. I mean, shit. I've mentioned it a little bit, I guess, previously before, but went to the dang, you know, National Western Stock Show Rodeo. Had a big old blast there. I got to go to Casa Bonita, too. Do you know this? Do you know anything about this? Casa Bonita?
I've never been to one, but I'm familiar with it.
Are you familiar from the South Park episode? Is that what?
A bit. I've also driven. I've seen it. I've seen the building in person.
Yeah,
but I've never been inside one.
Yeah, well, I got.
But
lucky.
Definitely South Park. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, I got to go, and I'd never been, but everybody has been telling me about it ever since I moved to Denver, right? And a friend of mine just 7 months ago. Like had to put in a reservation and somebody canceled.
That's how long it takes to get a reservation there.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's pretty wildly popular. I have to be honest.
Wow.
If anybody, cause they did at one point claim, cause the food apparently there was traditionally the worst, like terrible food, but they have all this other shit going on, like cliff divers and a haunted house and like, you know, one of those old timey penny arcade shooting galleries and caves you can walk through. And it's like a giant. It's insane. It's an amusement park. That's a restaurant. All right. Basically
crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, it was fun as fucking hell. I had so much fun, but the food was terrible still. It was still
bad.
Yeah. It's like, thank God you guys have a puppet show because I just chowed down some chicken mole that tasted like fucking brown paper bag. And that's not.
Yep.
Yeah. But it was one of the most fun times I had. You know?
Yeah.
Worst food, most fun. I'm there for like 3.5 hours.
Tracks. They've got their priorities in order.
Yeah.
They know what makes the money, and it's apparently not the food. It's not the food of the restaurant.
But I will go back.
That's hilarious. That reminds me of a place that used to exist in Springfield, Missouri. They tried to be like kind of like a grown-up Chuck E. Cheese. You know, pizza and games, but it's for adults.
Like a Dave and Buster's, but just pizza.
Yes, it was all pizza. Yeah, very much before I was aware of Dave and Buster's existence.
Yeah.
It was called Incredible Pizza Company, and they had like an arcade and go-karts and like laser tag. It was called Incredible Pizza Company. Yeah, that's what it was called.
It's a real place.
It was the worst pizza. It's a real place. Yeah. That was our motto. Incredible Pizza Company. We're real.
It's a real place.
But yeah, like it was especially popular for like birthdays when you were a teenager or church outings, but it was the worst pizza. It was absolute trash. Yeah.
That was like I think I've talked about Gaddy Town on the podcast before, right? So there's a little chain like sort of in like southeast up to a little bit of the Midwest. More on the east side, though, I guess. So that wouldn't be Midwest. Mm-hmm. But it's called Mr. Gaddy's.
Fact checking yourself in real time.
Right. Mr. Gaddy's. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was another place called Gaddy Town. I told you, me and my buddy Ken, we would go in there. We'd eat the pizza buffet for lunch. We'd go to the arcade. And then we'd go take a nap in the Jurassic Park machine that had the drapes. But we'd have our guns in the hand because it was a shooting game. You know, you have the guns in your hand. Yeah. So if somebody opened up, you just go, oh, God.
Bang.
And then we always said this. We made an agreement and we did it. We always wake up and go, this game is boring. And then we would go watch like two movies because it was a movie theater and an arcade.
Oh, of course.
And a pizza buffet. Naturally. And then we'd go, And then we'd go back and watch another movie and then have lunch and dinner again. Just never leave. It's a buffet, you know?
If they don't want people doing that, they shouldn't put all that fun stuff and also places to sleep there.
Exactly. Yeah. And here's the silliest thing is that we thought we were so goddamn smart for figuring that out. We were just poor college kids.
You were just trying to survive.
Yeah.
You're like, surely no one else has thought of survival and loitering before.
Right. But we knew it. And it was like $7. That's what it was. It was $7.
Whoa, that's great.
And we stretched that dollar. You're damn right we did.
I bet. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
At one point, we found out you could get a stamp just like an amusement park. For re-entry.
I just don't understand this place's business model. What? Are they open even still?
I think so. I don't know. Hey, there's some Kentucky Shovelos I know that listen to this. Please get in contact with us over there at takethispotandshoveit@gmail.com. Yeah,
cannot Google it, so you got to contact us.
No. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth, and that's very Kentucky, you know? Mm-hmm. I need a talking horse.
We have a lot of horse listeners also. Yeah. It's not just an idiom.
Yeah, yeah. Ranchers are just putting the headphones
on. A lot of horses listening to the pod.
On their horses. And
just up on their ears that stick up above
give
their
me
head.
A,
yeah.
Give me either a yay or a nay, you know? And on whether or not Gaddy Town, I should say.
Gaddy Town.
That's the big one. That's the one where we would sleep in the Jurassic Park machine. But
Gaddy Town.
Yeah. But then.
All right. Yeah.
But Mr. Gaddy's Pizza Buffet. People know about it. Okay. That area. Oh, yeah. That's a big deal. I hope it's open.
Send us an email.
Yeah.
Let us know if it's open. Yes or no. You can send us an email or leave us a voicemail and stamp once for yes and stamp twice for no. All you horse listeners out there.
Yeah. I like now that we have
Danny,
a lot.
I was thinking about you the other day.
Yeah. Oh.
I was wishing you were with me in the old city because I took I took friends of the program, Dave Ross, Ali O'Neill, Kevin White,
oh, yeah.
some other fellas. over to a bar close to my place called Rudy's.
Okay.
Ever been to Rudy's in NYC? You know Rudy's?
I don't think I've been to Rudy's.
Rudy's, wait, it's a dive bar in Hell's Kitchen.
But
it is.
Is it not far from Times Square, correct?
No, it's pretty close to Times Square.
Exactly.
It's walkable. It's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it an old boxer's bar?
I don't think so.
Were there a lot of photos of people boxing?
I don't recall.
Okay. That, well, then maybe we're thinking of a different place.
I don't think so.
Because I can't figure,
there's a big pig statue outside.
Oh, okay. No, this is probably a different. Sorry. Because.
No, it's okay.
There's not a many dive bars around Times Square. Right. And
right. Yeah, yeah. Not anymore. You can still snuff some out, but they're definitely
exactly.
Far and few.
And I can't remember the name of this place too. This is another reason to get back to us, Shovelos. We got some New York listeners. Come on, get at us. What is the name of this bar where it was an old, cause I can't remember it, but I went and I loved it. And it's owned by an old boxing manager. That ended up like opening a boxing gym, and he managed like some of the greats and everything like that. And it was the only place in Manhattan where you can get a $6 beer and a shot.
Oh,
and it was charming, and everybody there was cool, and it was nice, and it was fun. And
I'm interested.
Seemed slightly tucked away. So if anybody has the answer for that, please let me know.
Hit us up on the email or the Instagram. Well, Danny, the reason I was thinking about you at Rudy's is because Rudy's does a thing. First of all, one of the few places to get a very cheap drink, like a $4 beer, which is obviously sometimes often too expensive. But for New York, that's pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah.
You can get like a $4 beer and a free hot dog with every single drink.
Oh, no. Yes. What?
Yeah.
So you could. Oh.
But it's very funny. You have to ask for the hot dog each time.
Well,
so it's not automatic, but it is an option.
Well,
so every time you get a beer, you have to say, and a hot dog.
And a hot dog.
And a man who is dressed up in a button-up and a bow tie will go and reluctantly serve you a hot dog. But that's all they do constantly, every single time. You just get an unlimited hot dog so long as you keep buying individual beers.
And it's called Rudy's?
Rudy's, yeah.
Oh, my God. Stop playing with my heart. Stop.
The whole time I was like, this Danny needs to be here with us.
Oh my God, that would have been so fun. And if there was a baseball game on, you didn't even have to get a ticket. It's, you know, nine beers, dogs, nine innings. That's how you do it. Tell me about this dog.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah.
Well, it automatically comes with ketchup and mustard.
Okay.
Which is what made me also
that's fine
think
by
of
me.
This episode.
Yeah, yeah.
it comes with both. Because I cannot imagine ordering a beer at this very active, pretty busy bar and then saying to a guy who clearly doesn't want to give you a hot dog, hey, can you hold the mustard on that dog? Or like, do you guys have any relish you can add to? Like, I can't imagine
also
they would throw you out.
Yeah, also if it's free, it's like, just take the fucking hot dog.
It's a free dog. Yeah, and they don't sell any food either. There's no food on the menu.
That's perfect. All they have to make is hot dogs.
Yeah, I don't know if they don't have like a food license or something, but they are not charging for these dogs. Maybe they cannot charge for these dogs.
These are illegal dogs.
They might be illegal dogs. They found a loophole in the dogs.
I want to find. God, that's my next quest, is to get an illegal dog. Hot dog.
hot dog
just to make sure. Yeah. No, I'm just a hat. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, you're not allowed. I mean, I used to get that stuff like in L.A. all the time. There was like, you know, the L.A. dogs that are like wrapped in bacon and they got like some pico and salsa and stuff on them. And they're really good. Mm-hmm. But it was always just, you know, some old lady on a cart on the corner or whatever. I like an illegal dog. They always come out better.
There's something sweet
about
that illegality.
Yeah. You're getting away with something.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my hot news for you.
Rudy's.
You got to come back to New York sometime. We'll
no,
take
yeah,
the
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to plan some of that stuff.
You do. We got to get you out here, man.
Yeah. Get a good old week or two. See if the city lasts.
Yeah.
You know? See if the city can handle it.
See if the city can handle you. Yeah.
See if the big old Snapple can understand the rascal now that he's, you know, become full formed. You know, last time I was there, I wasn't everywhere I am now.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Now, last time you were around, we had a great time. Yeah. We went to that dive. We went to, what was it? Turtles All the Way Down?
Oh, yeah.
Or Do or Dive. I forget which one. We were at one.
We went to
and Turtles we got All that playlist. Down,
Diva Fiva.
Diva Fiva. The bartender was playing this awesome playlist of all, like, 80s and 90s, like, diva hits.
Yeah, just female, like, pop icon.
Major hits and also B-sides. And we were like, man, this playlist is awesome. And he's like, I made it, and then shared it with us. Yeah, and it's in regular rotation for me.
No, I keep it.
Diva Fiva holds up.
I keep it going. Yeah. It was great. Yeah, that was the last time I've been to New York. That was years ago.
It was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID. Yeah, I remember.
Good Lord. Yeah, you're right. I should step on
that. And then our lives
back.
Changed forever.
Well, yes. You gotta come through. To be honest, yes, they definitely did.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Okay, so on Ketchup and Mustard, on these special Ketchup and Mustard episodes, we like to, we like to talk about a variety of things, play some games. In a little bit, we are going to play fan favorite game, Is It Country?, where Danny and I will present some songs to each other. We will try to determine, using our expertise in air quotes, if the song is at least 51% country. First, we thought it might be fun to talk about some hot country news that honestly feels more like hot country gossip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting saucy in here. This is, Hey, go ahead and put a little more water in your tea there, Gretel, because we're going to be talking some sass. We're going to be getting a little gossipy. I don't know. Old lady knitting circle. Did you hear what happened about
Gretel this, is the you name know? Was you combining Greta and kettle? Is that what you're doing? Because you're talking about tea?
Gretel?
I do not think Gretel is a name.
Hansel and Gretel?
Oh, Gretel.
Yeah.
Okay. What's I take it back.
It's an old lady name. I probably should have gone with something like a...
it's like a German name or something.
Well, I think it is, but...
Gretel. I've never heard Gretel out of the context of Hansel and Gretel.
All right.
I really just thought you invented a name, but I concede.
I can
wrong.
Do that. You want
I'm
me to do that? This. You want me to do that? All right.
Sure. Make up a name for me. Give me an old lady name off the top of your head.
Old lady name off the top of my head. Grapple? Grapple.
Grapple's so similar to Gretel.
Yeah. I only do the G's.
Grapple. Grapple's what you came up with. Yeah. I gave you three full seconds. Grapple. You came up with Grapple.
Well, that's because I had the GR in my head and I looked outside and I saw an apple.
I assume you saw a kettle a second ago and that's why you said Gretel.
I don't know.
I'm holding on to that one.
I was just being silly. I can't. Old lady names, but you know, old lady names, they're always like a Dorothy or a friggin' Margaret or Tina or.
Sure. Yeah.
Tina kind of sticks around, but.
What are some things that aren't old lady names but sound like they could be?
Oh,
like, like a Taffy, Doily.
Taffy.
Those sound like old lady names to me.
How about Gurf?
But they're not, I mean, they're not, but.
How about Gurf?
Could be way more. Gurf? Gurfy?
Hey, oh yeah, it's Gurf-esque. That would just be like Gurf.
Gurfette?
Gurfette. There we go. Gurfargret?
This is my... Mafargret?
Gurfargret.
Gurfargret. This is my grandmother, Gurfargret. We call her Gurfy.
She likes it that way better, yeah. No, but we're going to do some hot goss today. That's what we're getting. That's
right.
What
we're there's getting hot, there is hot, hot gossip in the. Yes, there's, you know, if you ever somehow stumble across these websites that do like celebrity news, which is just celebrity gossip, but about country singers, it's exactly the same as. It's the same sort of salacious non-news that you
get. It's like the New York Post for country, just country.
Right.
Yeah. There's so many different weird
that
websites
sort of stuff happens.
That I have discovered from just doing this podcast. Putting something in Google and then finding like there's like a goddamn like a website that just like popularcountry.com. Or Western soulful, American dreamer country. You know, like they're all just there.
Yeah, like these
wildlife
crazy blog websites
and stuff. It's like, what? You just talk about country then all the time? Okay, I'm gonna read this. That's what I like to read. Some crazy person's manifesto with a bunch of pop up ads. And
oh, there's so many crazy pop up.
Yeah. I don't think I named any real websites there, by the way, but
anyway, so some of the news. Normally we don't follow this kind of stuff because it's very it's all meaningless.
It's silly.
Right. And it usually doesn't apply to people that we even discuss or care about.
Right.
But some of the hot goss has been about people that we actively listen to or have covered on the pod, including Zach Bryan. Now, Zach Bryan, of course, is one of the biggest names in country at the moment. Probably a lot of you found this show through our Zach Bryan episodes.
Yeah.
Based on the stats I've seen.
Based on the statistics.
About how, of those episodes.
Numbers don't lie. But
yeah. But if you haven't been paying attention, he got himself into trouble. He's always accidentally getting himself into trouble on Twitter.
Well, he's
just
rascally,
by being a person,
you know?
Who says stuff.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a rascal online. I think he's fine.
Yeah.
He's always just, you know, firing stuff off. And then he very always quickly apologizes, which is a thing I actually respect about him a lot.
Yeah.
He's quick to be like, my bad, didn't mean anything by it. I don't know. I'm just online.
I'm just online, running my mouth, just, you know, sharing my thoughts. I thought that's what this was for, you know, like that's what Twitter was totally for, you know.
Yes. For a few years. Yes. Yeah. He's still tweeting like it's 2013, which I guess he can't do anymore. But anyway, so Tyler Childers, who of course, you know, we all know and love, his song In Your Love has been his first charting single on the Hot 100. And so Zach Bryan responds to this in a sort of cheeky way, congratulating Childers, saying something to the effect of like, how is this the first time this has happened?
Right.
And then which is also a very fair question.
Well,
and then he
like,
says something.
Yeah, in respect of Tyler Childers, is like he says he's one of the best, you know?
Yeah,
to ever
absolutely.
Do it. Like he's complimenting
he's not wrong.
Him. Like how has it taken country, radio and politics this long to love this guy?
Calls him one of the best songwriters to ever do it. Yeah, nothing controversial about that.
No.
But then he gets a lot of people are like, yeah, say it louder for the people in the back. And so he quote tweets one of those and he goes, this is what he said. He said, imagine being radio, parentheses, whoever the hell that is, hearing Shake the Frost and being like, no, let's go with the Applebee's song.
Right.
Which is a reference to Fancy Like.
Yeah.
That song by Walker Hayes that I still don't think I've heard all of. I just know that it was like a TikTok thing. And then I assume from that it got to be a number one country hit. Well, anyway, Walker Hayes initially responded. He responded kind of, he took the high road. He was like, yeah, okay, that's a, you know, that's a dig. It's whatever. But, you know, big shout out to radio for playing the Applebee's song. Zach and Tyler praying y'all's continued success. That's what he says.
Which seems
and then some people.
Yeah, it's nice. And it seems like he's taking the jab just fine. You know what I mean?
Just fine. And as he should, because he wrote a novelty song. Because
he wrote a song that
I'm
is
sure he recognizes.
Exactly. You have to, if you're aware of yourself, you would know that like, yeah, it's like saying like, hey, I'm famous for, the Paradise song or whatever, like by Rupert or something. I can't remember his last name, but if you like pina colada, it's like,
right. The pina colada song or like She Blinded Me with Science.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or Honky Tonk Madonka
Donk.
Like if you're like, how you can't actually be mad if somebody's like, that song's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right. You have to be like,
I get it.
Come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Walker Hayes takes the high road about it, but then he writes a diss track.
Right. Yeah. Which is silly.
So I guess he'd been stewing on this for a while. And so he,
and once again, country and hip hop combined.
And come on.
There's diss tracks now, you know, in country. Did you know that? That's part of the ketchup and mustard.
In theory, I'm not opposed to a country diss track.
No.
Honestly, might shake things up. And also, much like in a rap diss track, you have to really put yourself on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they, you know, like, rappers always diss each other for not being, for who's the better rapper.
Right.
And usually, you listen to two diss tracks side by side, you can kind of tell who the better rapper is. So, I imagine country songs would all be about who's the better songwriter.
Right.
And it would be pretty fun to be like, well, it's pretty clear who the better songwriter
right,
is. Right,
exactly.
So, anyway, Walker Hayes, who I have no actual problem with at all, but he released this diss track, which I think was a faux pas a bit. Let's give it a listen. I'm going to hold it up to the to the microphone.
I woke up this morning, there's something in, something in the orange tells me you're feeling green.
Oh, okay,
going punch, but I just held him back, cause Jesus didn't die for me, so I could fight with Zach Bryan. No hard feelings, cause man, I'd be lying. I said I ain't never talk shit about a radio record, so I thought mine was better. It's kind of funny, I feel happy.
So,
but it doesn't
anyway, you
come off
idea.
Super dissy, in my opinion. Is that bold? I mean, he calls him out. Of course.
Yeah, maybe diss track's not the right word.
But,
exactly.
Like, he's also maybe saying, like, hey, I've done the same thing. To me, in some ways, it seems like a little bit of forgiveness for the comment. Like, hey, I'm affected, but I'm going to let it go. That's how it feels to me.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
I would say. I can see that. But I think that just fucking the shitty websites and everything like that that we listen to, that we won't, like, read – have like eaten it up, like, oh yeah, we got two really successful motherfuckers right here having a very minor Twitter feud at this point.
Yes.
You know?
Also, Zach wants no part of it. He keeps being like, I didn't mean anything.
I didn't mean anything.
I just picked a song.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear what you're saying, but he does say there's like a line that's felt like throwing punches. I just held him back because Jesus didn't die for me, so I could fight with Zach, which is like, but now you are like you wrote a song about how you're better than this,
right?
But you're not, because you wrote a song.
Because you wrote a song. Well, yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a jab, but for some reason, it still seemed like a playful apology jab. It seems like both of them, they're just making this shit up because they're both just like, hey, my bad, dude. Oh, all right, my bad, dude. But then, like, all those websites are like, the crazy feud between Zach Bryan totally rips apart the Applebee's song. And it's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, well, they have to make the, to get you to click on it. That's true.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, it's been overblown. But I got to be honest. If I'm Walker Hayes,
sure,
I am doing exactly what he's doing because Zach Bryan is extremely relevant, and I'm like, I'm going to stay in the headlines.
Exactly,
let's get people talking.
That's right. It's like getting into like a Twitter feud with someone that's in the headlines is like, well, I'll be on the news tomorrow. It's not a bad industry move, I guess. You know.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, let's compare real quick what their listenership is. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Walker Hayes, unranked on Spotify, not in the top 500 people on Spotify. You want to guess what number in the world Zach Bryan is on Spotify as far as listens go?
In the world?
In the world.
He's not in the top 500. Right.
Zach Bryan is.
But no, I'm saying
he's in the top 500.
Yeah, he does. I'm going to say he's 342.
He is 147. He's the 147th most listened to artist on Spotify.
In the world.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah,
if you're trying to get some attention, beef with Zach Bryan. He'll apologize to you and you'll get some attention.
He'll be nice about it. Nice about it. Oh, man. I mean, I didn't realize he was that high up there. Jeez, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big.
Big deal.
Yeah. Oh, we got some more hot goss though, don't we?
Sure. So I guess, so the next bit of hot country news, which is also, it's one of the things where it's like, this is not a big deal. This is classic country, but people have made it into a whole thing. But Elle King, who we discussed on one of our episodes, we added her her AKA version of Jersey Giant, aka Rob Schneider's daughter. Yeah, she pulled a real
Schneider. She pulled a real Schneider.
The Schneider side came out.
Yeah, she pulled the exactly.
Yeah,
that's all I could think of when I saw it.
she's a Schneiden.
But yeah, go ahead and continue. So that was a little foreshadowing. Oh, yes. Basically, we're going to tell you a story about Elle King beefing it hard.
Yeah, and it's a pretty quick story. You may have already seen this on social media because it was getting shared around. But she was at the Grand Ole Opry, you know, hallowed grounds. And she was performing at a Dolly Parton tribute, blackout drunk, and forgot all the words to the song.
Completely blotto.
Yes.
Just in a way cussing, kept cursing at the Grand Ole Opry.
She was dropping F-bombs and S-bombs, and then she just kept being like, this song's pretty fast. I don't think it's supposed to be this fast. And she just can't. You're just slow right now because exactly. And then she kept like introducing herself and saying that she was hammered, and then she kept saying like, "Y'all aren't getting your money back."
Yeah, that's right. She goes, "No, there's a direct line where she goes, "Y'all pay for this shit."
Yeah.
Y'all pay for this shit. We ain't getting your fucking money back. And then continues to butcher Dolly Parton songs at a tribute to Dolly Parton on Dolly Parton's birthday.
Yes. And I think that's that the is part beefing where
it.
We
that is a heavy that's beef beefing it. Yeah. That is no.
And I feel like we should say there is a lot of precedent for country icons getting drunk and being booted from the Grand Ole Opry. Johnny Cash got banned for a time because he was drunk and kicked out a bunch of stage lights.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Williams got banned from the Grand Ole Opry for being a drunk mess.
Exactly. George Jones just wouldn't even show up.
Yeah, George Jones. Yeah.
He just wouldn't even go on stage.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis, pervert. Jerry Lee Lewis was also banned from the Grand Ole Opry, but it's because he dropped F-bombs and refused to leave the stage, and he performed for like 40 minutes longer than he was supposed to.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that is kind of so cool. Yes,
that's kind of cool.
But, yeah. That's the way you want to get banned. You don't want to get banned by fucking up a Dolly Parton song on her birthday.
That's, I think, what the real issue is. It's like, you know, why would you? I mean, come on, be cool to Dolly. Who cares about the Grand Ole Opry, honestly? But be cool to Dolly, you know? Like,
Yeah.
I mean, so that's where she really beefed it in my eyes.
That's why it's getting more press, too. It's also because it's the Dolly bump. It's the same thing as like the Zach Bryan situation. It's like, hey, if you're going to mention Dolly, I'm gonna be in the papers, you know? But
that's true, yeah.
And, I can sympathize and empathize with that whole situation too. I've probably done a few shows I probably shouldn't have done because I was a little too out of my mind or whatever.
Sure.
It's happened to everybody. I've regretted it, you know, and learned my lesson from it. I don't know. Maybe she was just excited. She wanted to party. Maybe she was happy she wasn't around her dad, Rob. And not to be around his
conservative Fox News based comedy.
I still chalk it up to just a regrettable moment. You know what I mean?
It sucks that she actually hasn't commented on it yet, which is interesting. Right.
But like, it sucks. It's just, listen, it happened and you're on a big platform and you got caught. It's like kind of like that. When the newest version, the Bradley Cooper version of A Star Is Born? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
And he like relapses at the award show.
Is that at the award show? Yeah.
And it's like, it's like, oops. It's just a big old oops. But Elle King, also a fantastic musician, songwriter, vocalist.
Oh yeah,
still
we're
love
get
Elle
a great
King.
Song out of this.
Still love Elle King. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she wrote the song you know, find Jesus and I'm drunk and I don't want to go home. We're probably going to get a great tune out of this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another year.
It seems like so the writing we'll was on the wall, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know.
But anyway, that's our hot country news. We wanted to share that bit of hot goss with everybody while it was still relevant.
Save you guys times from all those pop-up ads on those country blogs that we read to keep this here right for you, you loyal shovelers. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, hey, why don't we go ahead and play some Is It Country? You down for that, Danny?
Oh, wait. We should also mention real fast, too, Willie Carlisle's new album. Fantastic.
Oh,
so fucking good.
Yes.
Critterland.
It's Critterland by Willie Carlisle. Amazing. Yeah. I've had it on repeat. We're going to do an episode just about Critterland.
For sure.
At some point in the coming week. So another we won't say too much about it now.
Epic fucking album that will ruin and enhance my year all at once. I'm sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has got some gut punchers on it.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Woof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is an incredible, diversely sounding folk art masterpiece all over again.
Yeah. Again.
It's
all over again.
It's so good. Yeah.
The guy just can't miss.
He puts in so much like care, and he knows so much about music and is so willing to like experiment with like, you know, cadences and rhyme scheme and chord progression. And he's really doing it.
It's
a very worthy successor to the previous album, to Peculiar
absolutely.
Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, check that out. But,
definitely check that out.
What do you want to do?
If you haven't yet.
You want to talk about if something's country or not? You want to talk about
I do. All right, I got
country?
One. Uh-huh. All right, I got a song for you.
Uh-huh.
Was thrilled to come across this song. This is a little tune called A Child's Claim to Fame. And it is by the group Buffalo Springfield.
Okay, well, I'm familiar with Buffalo Springfield, so let's see.
That's right, yeah. For what it's worth, would love to hear your thoughts on this song. So
let
me know, Danny, if you think this is maybe 51% country or not. And for the folks at home who haven't played this with us before,
we have
no agenda here. Mm-hmm. We take a song that we think teeters on the border of country or some other genre, and we're just trying to determine if maybe it could actually be looped in to the country genre entirely. We just think it, and we're measuring that by if it's at least 51% country. And why is it 51%, Danny?
Well, because you need 51% corn in that good old batch of Kentucky bourbon. And ain't no nothing much more country than that, you know. You got to get down there. You got to, you know. Also for moonshine, you know, too. You need the corn. Mm-hmm. 51%.
Need the corn.
At least.
That's right. Yeah.
At least.
So we're just gonna see. We are not saying these songs are good or bad if they are or are not country. We're just trying to see maybe they are country and no one's been talking about it. So here is a little sample of A Child's Claim to Fame by rock icons Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't believe what you say, 'cause tomorrow's a lullaby. Can't pass it by, my lonesome crying.
Well, I mean, that sells it.
Yeah.
That part,
what are you
for
thinking?
Sure. But the whole thing, all right, so this is California style country. You know what I mean?
Right. This is Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Exactly.
Style.
It's not Bakersfield country. It's like the country rock. It's, you know, it's Flying Burrito, Flying Burrito Brothers and
yeah.
That stuff. But it's country. But when was that? Probably put out in like mid 70s or something like that.
When earlier than that. 67.
67. Ooh,
yeah. Because it's before Neil Young went solo.
Right. But everybody was trying to be the Birds and shit or whatever.
Right.
And It's that sound, and that's what the Eagles came from and everything, and they're pretty much, in my opinion, considered country. It's 74% to 79% country.
I'm with you. I think it could be categorized as country as well. And it's good too. I think it's a pretty good tune.
Yeah.
a lot of fun riffing and harmonies in there.
Well, yeah, harmonies are, that's the thing that like reminds me of the Flying Burrito Brothers and the Birds, and then also the just like the California sound, not Bakersfield country sound, but the California like easygoing Laurel.
That like Canyon. Laurel Canyon sort of sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
We both push up our glasses real quick because we just got a little nerdy. That Laurel Canyon sound.
I believe it's called the Laurel Canyon sound, actually. All right. You found one that you want to put on the table?
Yeah, this is a very new one to me. So this is actually just out of question. I'm like, is it? Because we were talking about planes and stuff like that, and how just putting on them, a radio station of planes, ended up bringing up so many new things to me. But it's all very Americana, because so is planes, I guess. But is it country enough? I don't know. This is apparently a song called Mr. Chill by Friendship.
Okay.
Between now and quitting time, between that and 6 a.m., catch me climbing out of a deep pit, hanging on by a thread that could be cut in an instant. Folks come around and lower buckets.
All right. I mean, that's basically up to the chorus. It's so close.
That's close.
It reminds me a lot of the Silver Jews and how they could get country and stuff too. But that wasn't like fully what they were.
Yeah.
But it's that slide guitar and the lyrics are very like.
I'd say lyrically it's very country.
Yeah.
Sonically it's almost more like indie rock or indie folk. I don't know. I think it might be
a little less
than 51%.
Oh,
what are you feeling?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like I was confused too. Right. No, exactly.
It doesn't mean the song's good or bad, but
right. No, no. I mean, it's a very, very good song. So definitely check it out. It's called Mr. Chill. Yeah. And by a band called Friendship on an album called Love the Stranger. So like all of those things kind of
a lot of positive
together.
Happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Love is, yeah. But I mean, I heard it and immediately like had to like put it on my like playlist, but I was confused.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
It's got like that slow trot that can be a little country or just be a little kind of stoner indie rock, you know, like, like 90s stoner, like Pavement. Too,
right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I think I was, well, it could have just been listening to it through your speaker. I definitely heard like the indie rock sound. Was there like pedal steel or slide on it also?
Oh, yeah. 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 But it's like, it's pretty subtle. It's not showy. It's just like,
oh, I mean, if it's got pedal steel, that kind of pushes it over. Maybe I just didn't hear that.
That's fair.
What do you think? You think it passes the test?
We might have our first on the fence here.
I mean,
this cow's walking up. I'm walking up to it, but do I want to?
I can align with
it. Is it electric?
You.
Is it wooden? What do we want to do here? You know, like really.
You tell me if I didn't hear something that's there.
Yeah,
you gotta let your friend know.
No, I mean there was definitely pedal steel in there. But it is so middle of the road that I can't really figure it out. I think it kind of is.
All right.
Especially
let's
with
call
the lyrical
it.
Value. All right. Well, you're going
Lyrically, I think it's very country.
I don't think it's very far off from what you just kind of played. It's just like an updated, more recent version of like that, you know, sort of can, I don't know where this band is from. I don't know anything about them, but
yeah,
well, it turns out they're from, Philly. Does that knock it down? Does that knock it down?
No, that's fine.
Let's get you a cheesesteak and let's get you a whole cheesesteak. Go sing a country song. You know?
Yeah. We'll go to a Flyers game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, friendship, welcome to the family. You're 51% country. There you go.
All right. Excellent. That took a, I had to fight for that one. But I also, I was doing it out of curiosity too. I couldn't tell.
No, I understand. I thought it was good. I like that. I'm going to check out that band. Now, this is a band that probably many of us know. I'm going to withhold the name of the band for a moment, though. I'm sure you'll get it pretty quick. But this is an interesting era of this band. They were wildly experimenting given who they are. And this song is no exception. I would say this is their most country song. This is a song called Mama Said. Let me know what you think.
Mama, she has told me well. Told me when I was young.
What the fuck?
Son, your life's an open book. Don't close it till it's done.
Is this Metallica?
The brightest flame burns quickest.
This is Metallica, but hold on, it hasn't gotten to the country part yet.
Son, let my
here we go.
Heart go.
It's so hard not to recognize this Metallica. All right.
It's really just that one section.
That section gets country quick. Like, it's good, and it is really.
They found one country riff, and they repeated it a lot.
But it's so hard to shake the Metallica off of it, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But I also know, because, I follow Metallica on Instagram, because they're kind of a fun little follow, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And they love kind of cowboy shit and stuff, like
they love that aesthetic, big time.
Yeah, and like every night, like James Hetfield is like smoking a cigar backstage with his guitar around him, waiting to go on to the fucking soundtrack of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. One of the most cowboy movies ever. It's like
totally, one of the most iconic Western soundtracks, if not the most iconic ever. Yeah,
Ennio Morricone.
Yeah,
Yeah, my favorite composer. He is.
I'll go ahead and tell you, I don't think this song passes the country test.
No, I can't think.
Not even close.
I think it dabbles.
It dabbles. It's throwing out one trick and being like, huh? What do you think of this? I'll do it again. Ha! You like that? Now we're going to do it a few more times. That's all we got.
Oh, it's like me. It's like me doing comedy. Just one trick pony five times. All right, that's my time. Bye-bye.
And people are like, is this 51% comedy? I really don't.
Is this comedy? The Danny Maupin story. Is this comedy?
I also should say, I don't think Metallica is trying to be a country act for that one song, but clearly they were like, hey, that one riff sounds pretty tight, let's do another acoustic song, maybe we'll have another Nothing Else Matters on our hands, who knows,
right? And at this point too, they're just like, come on, we can kind of do whatever we want. Absolutely. Truly. Do whatever we want at any point.
This is from the Load era.
Well, that's, I mean, they were changing things up.
This is their short-haired post-grunge phase where they were trying to be just metal enough to retain their fandom, but not too metal to not make a ton of money.
Exactly.
That's this era, 1996.
Yeah, they were kind of riding a butt rock wave, but as Metallica.
Pre butt rock, even.
Like
pre,
yeah, exactly. They saw it coming.
Mm-hmm. Proto butt rock. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. But they also did that covers album where they covered Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's fun.
Stuff like that.
That's a great cover.
And yeah. I would just say that's a country song, too. Tuesday's Gone. That's a country song.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Same.
But
I agree.
So they have an appreciation. But that, Metallica, I'll tell you what. The feud starts right now. You're not fucking country.
Yeah. The hot take that is a band with metal in their name isn't country.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm just trying to get some of that Zach Bryan kind of cred or whatever. Metallica's huge, you know?
Just trying to get some attention. Yeah, let's see what number
they are. Hey, Metallica.
Ooh, they're below Zach Bryan.
Well, of course they are because they suck. Fuck you, Metallica. I'm really digging hard into this feud with Metallica.
Yeah, really. This is going to be our chance to.
This is how we make it.
Yeah, they're 198th in the world. I honestly thought they'd be a little higher than that. Not that that's low or anything, but anyway.
What's the guitar player's name from now? Not James, but why can't I remember his name?
Kirk Hammett.
Yeah, Kirk Hammett. Hey, how about a solo without a wah pedal? You think you could do it?
That's a legitimate criticism, I think, actually. Yeah.
You think you could actually pull it off?
I dare you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. A month of each of our salaries says you can't do it.
Yeah.
And I could really use a month of your salary.
We could use it. Speaking of which, go over to patreon.com/takethispod and, you know, keep this podcast rolling just the way we like to keep it strolling, you know? Strolling it on into the bank just so we can actually just make this. We don't make money.
Yeah. You're helping keep the lights on over at Patreon, and we appreciate it. Another way you can support the show is just by telling a friend about the program. Probably there is a song that you love that we have talked about. If that's the case, maybe you'll share it with a friend. Try to get one of your pals into country music, because really that's what we're just trying to do here. Spread the good word of country music.
Oh, yeah. The good word.
Oh, yeah. The good word. And, hey, there's some good not only good word, there's some good music in there, too.
Oh, my God.
Stupid. Stupid. We're leaving it in. We're over on you can find us on Instagram at Take This Pod and Shove It. You can email us at TakeThisPodAndShoveIt@gmail.com. If you're going to give us a rating, and we hope that you do, make it five stars only. Otherwise, you are a narc, and you got to pay the narc tax.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. So just give us a rating of 5 stars. You can even leave us a positive review, which goes a long way. I know you've heard this about podcast for the whole time podcasts have existed, but it really does tell the algorithm overlords to put us in front of more people's recommended podcast on, you know, the feed or whatever. So if you leave us a review, it goes a long way. We appreciate it.
And guess what? As podcast creators, that makes us excited. So just do it to be nice. Just do it to be nice.
Right. Yeah. You need to be nice to us. That sounds nice. Doesn't it sound nice to be nice?
It's not hard to be nice. Which is why I want all this feuding to stop between these goddamn country artists and everything.
That's right,
too.
Yeah.
The only feud that needs to be in the news is Metallica and Danny Maupin and Take This Pod and Shove It.
Yeah.
That's the only one. Let's get this shit out of the headlines and take us to the top.
That's right.
Yeah.
Danny's the only person who still has a working Napster account just for sake of
continuing
the feud.
I sent screenshots from a burner phone to Lars directly. Just downloaded your shit again, you fucking narc. You narc-ass rich fuck. Stop being stupid. Oh, no, I'm not sorry. I want this beef to be for real. I want...
No apologies. Metallica releases a half-hearted diss track.
Right. That would be awesome. And who's this guy, Danny Maupin?
Yeah. The whole song's just about how they just sincerely don't know who you are.
Which is the most ruthless diss track.
That would be an incredible diss track. Yeah.
That's the right way to do a diss track. Like, I don't even know you. Somebody had to tell me your name. I would just crumble. Take this pot and shove it.